you do. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now I want to do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. To educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Thank you very much, all of you. We're back again, and Karen is really a go-getter. You have to give her credit. I'm very happy she did come back on with us, and she will be a regular here on the program. We've got so many topics, so many guests and usuals to bring back, and we're only on this once a week, 2 hours on a Saturday, and maybe that'll change, maybe we will do another hour, 3 hours, or a couple of days, but I certainly don't feel like I need to be on weekdays again doing the kind of show we did. I think time is short, quite short, and things are happening economically, particularly, and politically, particularly, and financially around us that are indicators of where we should be looking for our answers today. And they're not in government. They're not in any soothsayers. They're not in any crystal ball people. And they're certainly not in the academic so-called experts, because they've been, wrong just about every time. I mean, the late Tom Anderson, who was a great humorist as well as a presidential candidate on the American Party platform in 1976, he said many, many times, and he said a lot of things, by the way. He was quite a humorist. He used to tell people over and over and over again that silence isn't yellow. He wrote the book, Silence is Not Yellow, it's not golden, rather, it's yellow. Pardon me. Silence isn't golden, it's yellow. And that was during the time when Carter, was coming into office and we had choices on the ballot. And I remember going to a TV station with a big, thick, huge 2-inch videotape that would be played. In those days, they were huge. They were big and bulky, like big tape recorder reels. And bringing the American Party platform, half-hour television campaign for president, to a local television station and trying to get airtime to get it played, even to purchase time. And he sort of laughed at me and laughed me out the door. They weren't going to just give us time, obviously, because then they would have to give time to everybody else. But they would not even show an interest in putting it on in any kind of reasonable time frame for a reasonable price. So we just didn't do it at the time. But Tom Anderson was quite brilliant, and he did predict many of the things that we're going through today, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, as did quite a number of other American folk heroes. Which brings me to this whole business of how people can be led and how people can be deceived very easily by what is transpiring today around us with regard to the latest Russia bashing in the media. Now, let me just first, before we bring Art on in a few minutes, let me just first say that, as you know, we have aired segments on this program dealing with communist Russia and the Comintern and the communist Chinese and the fact that there has never really been a Sino-Soviet split. You heard me. There has never really been a Sino-Soviet split or a Berlin Wall falling down and a Soviet bloc of nations collapsing. It was all scripted. The people who were terrorizing Europe and the Baltic republics and other nations then, including Russia and the Ukraine, are still in control. They're footstools for the Rothschild regime. And that's what Bolshevism was. Bolshevism or communism is, in fact, a product, an illegitimate child, if you will, of the Rothschilds banking conglomeration. It's just that simple, whether you want to believe it or not. Having said that, however, we last year, just around summertime, were looking at all of these possibilities when people were saying that Donald Trump could never, never make it to the White House. He'd be the last person who would be left standing, who would appear credible for President of the United States. And Hillary Clinton would not be the nominee. We were hearing this. And, of course, both of those were false. Again, the experts told us everything that we needed to know. And they were wrong, just as they've been wrong from day one on everything, largely, not completely. But as a matter of strategy, as a matter of planning, they have been predictably wrong. So now we had, last summer, the stage being set for a candidacy that would then be tied to Paul Manafort and the election of Vladimir Putin in Russia. The same people, the same campaigners, and behind the scenes, the same Judaic interests, the same mafia that originally sold Donald Trump Resorts International and other real estate ventures from New York to California and beyond. So with all of this taking place in the meantime, we could see something was changing. Something was being given to us again as another false choice for the White House. And what was it? Well, someone as crazy and insane as Hillary Clinton, though she had a number of great supporters in this country, and then somebody as anti-New World Order, seemingly anti-socialist, anti-internationalist, anti-interventionist, populist candidate for the White House, whose time had come. In the meantime, getting into the Word of God and looking at the book of Ezekiel, starting in chapter 38, where Ezekiel, the prophet, was looking into the future, into a war that would be a bellwether of end-time prophecy in this age, he looks at the Prince of Meshach, the kings of the north, which would be Russia, Rush, Rash, red, Russia, which would be the children of Esau. Esau, God hated. Jacob, God loved. And Esau went one way, Jacob another. I was just reading again all of this all over again in the book of Genesis, which is why you have to understand the book of Genesis before you can understand anything else. You don't understand the seed lines that are opposite, diametrically opposed seed lines, and the war that we are facing today culturally as well, then you're not going to understand anything that is about to happen. All right, so we see in the prophecies of Ezekiel, end-time prophecy, Russia playing a very significant part in worldwide war, but particularly with Israel, which Israel does not mean that little tiny blankety-blank country in the Middle East, but this nation, Israel, America, which we feel is the destination of the 10 tribes of Israel, which in fact was the destination of those who did cross over the Caucasus Mountains and then became known as Caucasian. We understand who is Israel today, Jacob and his children and his seed, America, which is why God blessed this land as never before. This land has become a literal oasis for the world. A nation blessed with abundant resources, blessed with a huge, you know, the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on her sides to insulate her from attack, and the fact that it has no walls except Donald Trump's wall. But we find America today actually being exactly what God said it would be. It would be the destination of the tribes of Israel, the 10 lost tribes, so-called, in the last days. And we know that Russia is still communist, despite what we're told. Now, it's not capitalist in the sense that we think, but communist, which means it is statist, it is warist, it is Marxian, or communitaire, if you will. What are we seeing then as a result of all of this? The latest now from the Senate committee investigating all of these attacks is the propaganda that somehow Russia, now this is the so-called evidence being presented to this committee with people like John McCain on the committee, Lindsey Graham on the committee, a host of other neocons, Democrat as well as Republican, now telling us, in effect, that Russia did interfere with, quote-unquote, or meddle, term meddle is being used now, with this latest election cycle. Sure enough, it all fits the fingerprints on the wall. Whose fingerprints? Russia's? Not necessarily Russian intelligence. Not necessarily American CIA intelligence. I suspect quite heavily, given the research, my understanding, and my knowledge of studying the city of Jerusalem from the scriptures, as well as geopolitically in these times in which we live, that it was, in fact, and is the Mossad that has been profiting from and orchestrating all of these activities. And I think time will reveal me to be right very shortly, because these sons of Cain, who do run the Communist Russian Party today in Russia, are not enemies. They are friends. But they are setting us up for an attack that will involve an invasion into the United States, I believe, at some point through Alaska. Now, this is Seward's folly. You talk about a folly. I guess so, because that will be a graveyard for them eventually. When they come into Israel, America, not that little tiny blankety-blank country in the Middle East, but into the Israeli, true Israeli land of milk and honey today, the New Jerusalem, as it's been called, they are going to be signing their own death warrants. I believe that the prophet Isaiah says that, as well as Ezekiel in 38-39. Folks, all of a sudden now, we're faced with the propaganda, the disinformation, the spin that not only have 17 agencies of the U.S. government confirmed that Russia has indeed meddled in the American elections, which, as you know, is a preposterous proposition, simply because meddling is done on all sides all the time. But that Russia may now be in a position to shut down the electrical grid of the United States. And I saw that, and I caught that. And when I saw that, when I started to think about it, I've been saying this for a long time, that through this generation of computer-generated digital media and digital control, you can do almost everything. And that's why we fear the year of 2000, the Y2K scare. We got a lot more to be concerned about now than the Y2K scare that we thought might have materialized then, my friend. No, we're looking at a very potential shutdown and a very possible shutdown of the electrical and energy grid in America. And I believe, I honestly do believe, again, the only city that has the ability, the resources, the potential, as well as the machinery to do just that, would be the city of Jerusalem. It is a high-tech city. It's a city where, as we know, false flag attacks have emanated through the Department of Homeland Security, as we've shown. The most recent one was a training exercise at Fort Lauderdale, which I think was pretty apparent when you looked at some of the scenes that were just incredibly fake. It was fake blood in one case surrounding a man who had fallen, who supposedly was shot. No blood coming out of the body. It was just fake blood poured all around the body. And then you see the basic framework of the plan is to create false flag attacks in order to do what? In order to frighten the American public into accepting more control, more police apparatus, more cameras, surveillance, and ultimately a worldwide dragnet over all this. That is the get-go. That is what they will do to you, as they have done to Palestinians. Now, we hear so much about Obama's, parting shot at Israel by refusing to veto the resolution that condemns the illegal settlements that Israel has, in effect, been responsible for since the 1967 war and the West Bank. But in reality, Obama should have, the United States should have, approved of the resolution by anybody's stretch of the imagination. That would have been a vote for humanism, humanitarianism, for justice, for integrity, for what America is supposed to stand up for: justice, human liberty. But of course, we knew that wouldn't happen simply because it was made to look as if Obama was, in fact, the belligerent agent opposed to the state of Israel, the same Obama which just handed over another nice agreement of $38+ billion for the next 10 years and continues to arm, to supply, and to, if you will, nourish that war machinery, which is which is responsible for an illegal occupation in Palestine. So, the whole world is astute. Yes, it is. Have we been lied to again? Yes, we have. And the biggest lie of all will happen in Jerusalem on that day when Satan himself comes, appearing as the great healer, the great physician, the great and wonderful, majestic servant of Almighty God, Jesus. He'll be coming. That's why the city is the city of end time prophecy. Anybody tells you that Mossad has not been in back of, underneath, around, and in front of this entire milieu of attacks, of claims, of computer, then would be totally falsifying the record. Friends, we are in these days of apostasy. We are in these last days right now, as I speak. We're almost at a break. We got a few minutes to go, but I still, right now, would like to do something that I should have done a couple of minutes ago, and that is to welcome back again Art from Philly. Excuse me, I'm getting that tickle now in my throat. I guess the chemtrails are all around. But I'd like to welcome Art to the program. Welcome back from a couple of weeks of hiatus. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for taking my call. How does my voice sound today?
Well, your voice sounds better than mine right now.
Well, hopefully yours will improve. That was a great show.
These tickles, these coughs. Have you had a chance to listen in to the first hour?
Yes. I was listening to Karen. And it's very interesting that she's, I agree with her, the way to really hit these guys on a personal level is to boycott them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I wrote NoPlaceForCorruption.com. That's one of the ways to do it peacefully. And, for instance, I went to visit out of town, and they were showing us some houses. This is up in the Denver area. So they go to this home, they're basically showing us homes. And who's the home builder? KB Homes, Kaufman Brothers. The guy who's basically tied in directly with Wallace Annenberg, trying to create charter schools in L.A. And who's the trash hauler? Waste Management. And then you ask him, what's the property taxes like? Oh, they're $6,000 for a house. And this is, you go down the street, they're only $2,000. Looks like we got a break. We'll come talk to you on the other side.
Yes, let's take the break now, folks, and we will be right back with Art and your calls. Haven't talked to you in a while, so we're certainly happy to meet your company once again. We shall return.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we are back, folks, with Art in Philly. And Art, what were you just talking about, the real estate market there?
Right. Basically, this is in the Denver area. I sold some homes there. One was a home builder was Kaufman Brothers, which if you look at NoPlaceForCorruption.com, I show that he's basically working very closely with Alice Annenberg, the granddaughter of Moses Annenberg, who was a founder of the National Crime Syndicate. And he's also a major sponsor of the charter schools in the Los Angeles Unified School District area. So you can see, as an example, he's one of the boys in the Kosher, basically working with people who have direct ties to the Kosher Nostra. Also, I've mentioned in the past, you know, home builders back here, such as NVR, Ryan Homes, R-Y-A-N, and they're also there. Also, you can see in the same place where they're building these new homes, none other than One Trash Hauler, Waste Management Systems. Oh, by the way, there was another one down the street, Republic Services. So if people become aware that these are basically businesses with direct ties to the syndicate, and we start boycotting them, you can make a major, major change because they have all their money tied up in this real estate when they're developing it. And if you just walk, if we collectively walk away from it, let them just basically, you know, deal with the mess, you know, we could create a Yeah, and that's one of the things. So Karen's got a really good idea on boycotting, but I think it needs to be extended. Think about if we just started boycotting mob-controlled real estate development and just didn't buy it. Think about the impact that would have.
Yeah, that is. That's a good point. I think it does extend across the entire landscape, though, with the United We Strike movement, as it was intended to be right from the get-go. So it's not just, it's not just retailers, it's not merchants, it's not manufacturers, it's not just military. You know, it does extend to all of these other venues. And you're right, as far as the real estate market is concerned, you find a huge amount of money being shoveled into their pockets in a variety of ways, through the mortgages, the banks, the lenders, and then through the bankruptcy courts, too. Have you ever thought about that end of it?
Yes. With the bankruptcy courts, you really have to figure out a way to get around that since they control the deals. It's very hard to beat them on that end. But if you were to just say walk away, like people are walking away from retail stores over the Christmas holidays, that's where you can hurt them. And when you figure that at least two-thirds of the U.S. economy is retail business and half of that is home building and mortgages and all that associated business, if you walked away from the syndicated owned businesses in that arena, you could basically take out half of their business. They would crash so fast. They would crash and burn like a plane coming down from 10,000 feet. You could do that in a year. You could basically destroy their economic power to pay off people, control the banks, and everything.
All of that is ideal. It's something I've always thought about going way back. Again, I've also been a doer, not just a preacher. But the reality is you have to be prepared to accept pain yourselves. Folks have to understand that we short-circuit them. We are also going to shorten the amount of time that we live off the fat of the lamb that we think we're living off of. You know, I mean, it's not going to be painless. You know, it wasn't painless in the 1930s when America was undergoing this huge windfall of profits for the bankster gangsters, and yet for them they were experiencing soup kitchens and starvation in the streets. I mean, they were the American public today hasn't a clue as to what life was like for their their grandparents, their great grandparents, and their great great grandparents. They don't know what it was like. They don't even read about it anymore in the so-called history books. I wonder why. It's going to be much worse. It's not going to be that easy as it was then compared to what I foresee, because all you have to do is look at the starvation, look at the communist doctrine of starving literally millions of people to death, as you saw with the kulaks in the Ukraine, so forth. Now, all of a sudden, today, we have some of this coming out in reverse. You know, we have the bad Russia today. We had the good Russia in the 1920s and 30s when Russia was killing off wholesale millions of people through the takeover of agriculture, among many other things. But they had the guns to enforce it. And that's why today in America, they haven't yet conquered this land. And they never really will fully conquer it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, here we are, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored, of the Deadly Experiment on YouTube. Art is with me talking about the ways to strike back. And, you know, when we got that program, we were a part of it. We were on weeknights, United We Strike. We overstated our ambitions and we overstated the effect. But, you know, that was then. In the last 3 years or so, things have deteriorated. As you know, Art, exponentially. Things have never been as bad as they are now. You know, we're seeing that not only in my own state, but we're seeing it in the media landscape locally, too. We have a greater concentration of media control over television now than ever before. Two stations unheard of before owned by the same company. Then we have the failing Providence Journal, which, as you know, I've clipped and sent you some articles from. They are in such bad financial straits now that all they do basically is reprint the same stories like 5-6 times on their home page. And they rely on the AP for their propaganda feeds. And the only reason they are still in business is because of the printing of other newspapers, smaller newspapers that they have contracts with. But otherwise, you know, we see them dying. And then we've got the talk radio stations locally here, which have experienced some changes. Mediocrity is greater now. There's a change of schedules. It sounds terrible. What they offer locally is basically, you know, it's lower line, gutter level, mindless talk. And I understand that Cumulus's stock now has gone down to a dollar. They own several stations in this market, as well as the other station, Mitt Romney's station, Clear Channel. And they are both billions in debt. So, you know, the whole landscape here, and I'm sure it's the same probably where you are, has deteriorated tremendously as the economy gets worse.
Yes, I do see that. But when you talk about the syndicated operations like Clear Channel, which was basically established by the Annenberg Crime Syndicate, and obviously what does that say about Mitt Romney and his ties if he's buying mob-controlled media? But it's music to my ears to actually hear them declining. What I see is strongly needed, and maybe we can hope from the Trump administration. He says that the media's made an enemy of him, made an enemy in the way they went after him. Maybe he'll start the antitrust acts, Sherman, you know, the Clayton Riley Sherman acts, and start busting them up, and watch their stocks crash and burn. That's one way to deal with these guys. You really got to hit them in the wallet. And if anybody talks.
Yeah, I'm laughing. I'm just chuckling. Say so you want to do a Kennedy on him, huh?
But I,
you know, look. Let's face it. Joe Kennedy knew who was in control when he was ambassador to England. You know, during the formative years leading up to the war, and you know, he basically called a spade, and he could foresee his son as president making a deal to get him in. And not forming that alternative network in the 1950s, you know?
Well, yes.
That's a story unto itself. Anyway, go ahead.
Right. So I was going to also bring up, you were talking about, you know, the communist plot for our elections. You know, who is the author of this? It was Christy Pelosi, okay? Who's her mother? I mean, who's Christy Pelosi's mother? Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy.
Controls the, right, controls the Democratic Party. Okay, and her maiden name was Nancy D'Alessandro, all right? Well, first of all, when she's married her husband, he's a big developer, okay? What did he do? He's trying to buy the post office, privatize it, and get all the commissions for selling all the real post office real estate. Her husband also is the one major player going through the Midwest, outsourcing American industry to China, and obviously for a kickback. Some would call that treason. Now, look at her father. Tommy D'Alessandro, the mayor of Baltimore, one of the founders who worked worked very closely with Lucky Luciano, the controller of ports, if you go back to Operation Underworld in World War II. So, I mean, she came from a syndicated family, and it's her daughter, Christy Pelosi, who is now basically saying, before this even happened, they first said, oh, we, after losing the election, we have to have access to all the intelligence community information to make sure there was no hanky-panky going on, you know, with Trump being elected. Okay? Obviously, the Trump, you know, the Clintons are the major power play behind this. And now, like, who's actually pushing this thing? Who is it? John McCain, who's married to the Braffman Syndicate? Lindsey Graham, another guy, basically says that he would hire everybody if he became president when he was running. Everybody in his cabinet would be Israelis.
Okay.
All right, and these guys are, you know, sitting on top of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and now they have some people in the intelligence community talking about this. I would say what Trump said is that if the Russians did have information here, it was insignificant to the result of this election. The reason is Democrats lost was the economy, stupid. You think you can outsource you know, over half of the American jobs to China, get yourselves kickbacks from China and India for bringing in immigration labor, allow uncontrolled immigration coming in from Mexico also, and then you think nobody's going to remember that and elect you again? I mean, how stupid can it be? It's like basically, you know, someone taking a gun, shooting you in the foot, and you say, well, forget about it. I'll take care of you. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
And what I just earlier had referred to, the Christmas season would be the very worst that we've ever seen in my lifetime, worse than last year. And the proof is, you know, all of these store closings. Barnes & Noble holiday sales have plunged. You know, the coloring book and all of that campaign, Bloomberg reported it himself. You know, the Bloomberg report. Then we see Sears closing shop with Craftsman. We see Kmart stores. We see a number of other facilities, Macy's, big-time closings. You know, this is what Obama calls job creation, believe it or not.
Right.
You know, this is what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, but that was
doublespeak.
And look how that all started. It started with mergers and acquisitions, which was started in the 1982 Tax Reform Act under Ronald Reagan, who allowed this to happen when he was going to reform our taxes.
Mm-hmm. And abolish the IRS. Curtail it.
Right. Well, so much for that. I remember hearing Netanyahu when he dedicated the Holocaust Center in Philadelphia, right in the east side of Independence Mall. And he says, we started in 1913 here in Philadelphia, and we set up the Federal Reserve Bank, Benai Abyss, the Anti-Defamation League, and we set up the IRS. Okay, along with the Federal Reserve Bank. I mean, that was straight from Netanyahu's mouth. So
right. Incredible. The Israeli Revenue Service, huh? Oh,
right.
My, oh, my.
Right.
Oh, boy. Let's take a call. 800-313-9443. First time we're on the year in the new year, folks, so we're just getting back into the swing of things. Let's take a call from Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you, man? Hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
I was listening to, can you hear me? Let me do this. Yeah. Can you hear me better now?
Speak. Yeah, you're a little better now. Okay.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, I was listening to John Stadtmiller with, let's see, what's his name? Is it Dr. The guy who's got a program on Sunday night, on Sunday afternoons. And they were talking about where John Kerry was saying that basically explaining why they abstained from obstructing this resolution. I hope it bears fruit, but you understand I'm as reserved as you are.
Let's see.
Come on, phone. Off the speaker. You can hear me better now?
Yes, fine. Go ahead.
Okay, that's fine. The thing is, I suspect you know as well as I do, the idea of the Zionists giving back land that, I get, there are some things that annoy me, like these Khazarians claiming they have an ancestral home, right to this land. And I'm like, excuse me.
Oh, really?
Why do you people, what? You don't know about the Khazarians?
Yeah. Oh, we all know about them, but I'm just saying.
You do, and most people are oblivious to the fact that most Jews are not of the lineage of Abraham and ancestors. "Quote unquote," converted for reasons that had nothing to do with the religious movement back in 740 A.D. And so the thing is, it's like, sorry,
the 8th century. Yeah, I believe so. But
yeah,
you're right.
Like,
those are the two opposite seed lines again, Mark. You see the opposite seed lines. One is claiming to be what the other is, and the one that's claiming it is not. That's the amusing part.
Yeah, I mean, there are Sephardics who buy into this Talmudistic garbage that they are God's chosen people in conflict with 1900 years of church history. That, and I was explaining to this guy who's somewhat of a Zionist, is that, you know, that kind of makes sense that when the Jews rejected Christ as the Messiah, they were chosen to bring the Messiah into the world, and when they rejected the Messiah, they stopped being God's chosen people. And they said, well, you know, I may not agree with that, but it does make sense what you're saying, you know. So he mainly doesn't agree because he's a congressman, a congressional aide, and we understand that the puppet masters don't want their congressmen to actually tell the truth about what's wrong, really gone wrong there, right? They might get propagated, and that would be really bad news for them. I mean, you know, Jim Traficant was one of the few that dared to tell the truth, and look what happened to him.
He paid the price, as well as George Hansen and some of the others I can think of down the down the line of history. Yes, quite a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, have you ever had your guest? I think her name was Allison Weir, If Americans Knew.
Yeah, we've had Allison Weir, Allison Weir also dealt with a Palestinian issue, and she has been quite controversial, but prolific in her own websites. I forget what her website name is now, but she's been on with us.
I believe it's Americans Knew. Is it .com or I think it's .com. I get her emails, and she's I got her book online, Against Our Better Judgment, and it explained that military intelligence, the State Department, both said this is a really, really bad idea. This is, and you know, that basically they'd get a foothold and they'd go taking land. And so the thing is, I mean, I lost contact with a friend of mine who's a Palestinian Christian some years ago, but he's basically told me very plainly, what you're hearing about Muslims is completely false. And so the thing is, I try to get across to people, if you think God is fooled by the, just because you've been told here's what happened, well, whatever really happened, let's get in agreement about one thing. The creator of the universe sees through it all. And I, you know, I've told Muslims, I agree with the Quran to the measure the Quran agrees with the Holy Bible. So when the Quran says that God is omniscient, we know. You know as well as I do that the creator of the universe knows what really happened. However, people may be beguiled to believe that a certain account is true. God sees through it all, you know. And that's,
You just said the magic word beguiled, and that is the word that is used in Genesis in the Hebrew language. Yeah. Beguile is to wholly seduce, expartio, you know, in the Greek.
Yeah, seducare is the Latin seducare means to lead astray, and that's where we get the word seduce. We're all wrong about something, right?
But this is you know, in Genesis, it's more than just a seduction of the mind. It's a seduction of the genitalia, which is most important in understanding the two seed lines, the opposite seed lines. And that's why today they are fighting each other. That's why we see that in the seed line of Cain in Jerusalem, what they're doing to us is waging a war, total war, it's called. It's not just a war of wearing us down militarily and extending us around the world, but it's psychological. It's in the mind, and they've demonized Islam now, just as they did with Germanophobia in the 30s and Japanese-ophobia and so forth. Now they're doing it with all this to create that new world order, that beautiful, what do they call it, a mosaic? Isn't that what they call it, a communitarian mosaic? Huh?
I honestly don't know. All I know is that
New World.
You may remember the last starring role of Brock Hudson. There was a three-part miniseries called World War III, and there's one scene I think I've got the videotape, and I want to bring it out and explain. You know, in fairness to Jews, is there was one point where one advisor was arguing with another advisor, and basically what he said is, "What kind of Talmudistic garbage is that?" And the the swedge, as I call them, because they don't have a moral framework of Judaism to be called Jews. But he says, "Oh, I see. The problem is that I'm a Jew." And, you know the Talmud enough to know that the Talmud is Jewish in name only, just like saying the Ku Klux Klan is Christian. And it's like, no, I'm not criticizing Judaism when I criticize the Talmud. I'm criticizing the lack of a moral framework claiming to be something that's not. Right?
Right.
And that's the
Very
thing
true.
Is that, and I try to disabuse people, you know, I know what you've been led to believe. And there, you know, I had a Muslim from Bosnia staying in my house during 9/11, and he ate pork and he washed it down with beer. Now, it's about us against Islam. It's like, cultural Islam is not Islam proper any more than cultural Christianity is Christianity. And you need to understand the difference. Yes, that for a long time there was long-term strife and hostility between the Bosnians and the Serbs, and the religion was just a cultural issue that was used to propagate between them. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you very much, Mark.
And that's the thing is that you know, just as this guy drinking pork, eating pork and washing it down with beer is, you know, in the same way, you people need to be fair that, you know, these corruptions of their religion and the corruptions of our religion, we need to distinguish between the proper exercise of a person's moral standards and the fact that, they are sinners just as we are. And, you know, the thing that troubles me, when I hear people say all this thing about the bad Iran deal, and I'm like, but I thought Britain was our ally, and go, yeah, well, what's your point? It's like, Britain was involved in this, so was France, so was Russia, so was China. And to this day, Germany's still paying reparations they don't owe to Israel. And so they had every right to have a say in this, too. So that you want to pin it on Obama because you think that this puppet is the issue, you know, it's like, but when are you guys going to come clean about Israel's nuclear weapons arsenal?
Well, that day is yet to arrive, doesn't it, huh? We need to look forward to that bright morning day. Thank you very much, Mark, for your call. I think we have a break coming up in just a moment, do we, Sam? I'm not hearing the music very loudly, so I'm not sure. Yeah, here it is. Okay. We'll come back, Art. You stay with us. Susan or Susie will be next, and we will take that call and yours when we return. Rick Adams on Central.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Okay, folks.
We are back now, and we're going to go to Susan in Arkansas. Hello, Susan.
Hi. Hi. I would love to have gotten back in when you had Karen on.
Yes, but that's all right. She'll be back again soon.
Good time. And I don't want to take much time, but I'm curious about the lineage. No, that's not what I wanted, because I don't want to take up Art's time, because he is phenomenal. And but when you were just talking about the way they wage war, the telegeny is another way they do it.
How's that now? Say that again.
When Karen was talking about telegeny.
Oh, yes, telegenically. Yes.
That's another way they wage war. That's why all these so-called refugees that are really invaders are here. Mm-hmm. They are here to contaminate the bloodline.
Right. I agree. Yep.
And all those, last year, there were 100 women raped in the United Kingdom. I mean, look at how much was lost then.
Yeah. You know, I was reading in Genesis in 34 and 35, you know, Dinah, you know, who wanted to intermarry, you know, with the Canaanite men and have them circumcised. So somehow that would make the men, that would make them Israelites. And then when Jacob's sons found out about it, you know, they just took up the sword and just killed them all. I mean, they were told not to miscegenate, not to go into the land of Canaan and to do any of these things. And Levi took up the sword and his brother. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And the black issue is the same deal. I mean, it's just, it's wholesale warfare. It's just by killing the bloodline.
That's the idea, is to try to pollute it, to change it, to alter it, and substitute for it. They think they can fool God, huh? Isn't that amazing? Think they can play that game and become
something they
are not. Well, the only circumcision that exists now is the circumcision of the Holy Spirit. And that's the only one that matters, is to believe, to repent, and to change your heart. Because there's so much race mixing now. There's so much that you could not even begin to imagine. All of the races, basically, of the earth have had some form of blood. I mean, the blood exchange since the time of Christ. So, you know, it's circumcision of the heart, it's confession with the tongue, and it's the fruits of the Spirit, my friend.
And I have some more questions for you at another time. Because I just, I don't want to take up any more of Art's time.
Well, that's okay.
So glad to hear him.
Thank you for your call, because we've been so short on time here the last month, because we haven't been on the air live, and you know, it's makeup time. That's why we're just rushing so much today. All right, but thanks for your support. Thank you for the call. I want to get back to you, Art, though, before we do run out of time. The things that we should look forward to in the coming days, and I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen, but a lot of predictions about will Trump not be seated and inaugurated on January 20th. What are your thoughts? Anything?
I think he will be, because Joe Biden basically certified the Electoral College vote in his favor, and I think unless something happens to him in a mishap, he's going to be there. The question is, was it an intelligence coup that we saw in Fort Lauderdale? That's a good question to ask. What really happened there?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. No Place for Corruption is Art's website. Thanks for coming back, Art. We will continue to exchange emails and news and get together again. Thank you. God bless.
Have a good night.
All right, folks, you heard it. Rick Adams Uncensored. Goodbye, and thank you all for listening.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.